is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Love Fest, the annual music festival. I'm here with the founders, Rick Bochner and Rex Weiler, to find out what is to come with Love Fest. How many people came to Love Fest last year, approximately?
About 640.
Wow. Okay. And
a yard full. A whole yard full at Linnea there.
Excellent. And what is the date for Love Fest this year?
Saturday, August 12th.
Okay, it's on a Saturday this year.
Saturday at Linnea.
And who's going to be there?
Got the Adonis Puentes Cuban band. They're going to be really hot. Pierre and Adam, the fiddle and guitar players from last year that everyone was dancing to. Willow, the singing group from Quadra. Mariana Grittani is a great singer-songwriter. The Unfaithful Servants from Victoria. Heather Wolf, Josephine Simpson. The Wiley Ferguson Band is coming back. And more. Michael Keith and others from Cortez are going to play. It is going to be a great day of music.
So what is new about this year? Is there anything that we can expect different from previous years, aside from the new lineup?
This year, we've tried to extend the length of the sets a little bit so that we didn't have a whole series of half-hour sets and not as much setup time, and be able to have some special acts in from off-island who want to play a little longer, want to be heard a little longer. It's a little different in the programming. We always use as many local acts as we can fit in, and everybody gets paid, and it's a good setup. But this year we brought in the Unfaithful Servants. That's Dylan Stone. He's got family connections on Cortez. And
Dylan Stone, he's played at Love Fest as a solo and then with a different band before that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Pierre Schreier and Adam Dobers, they came here for the first time last year, and I believe they are Juno winners.
And they just knocked people's socks off. All of us were just gobsmacked last year. And within 30 seconds, they had the whole crowd up dancing. These guys, they're just...
Didn't stop for an hour.
We had so many people say to ask us to bring them back, so we brought them back. And then the Cuban band is going to be excellent. That's going to be really good. It's going to be a great show this year. It's always a great show, but it's extra special this year. We put a little more effort and resources into bringing in some better bands.
Exciting. I see there are these beautiful t-shirts that you guys have made. They look like a new design. I see a bee theme happening here. Are these by Lisa Gibbons?
Yeah, this is a bee design by Lisa Gibbons, and we have all these beautiful colors, and they were going like hotcakes today. I'm not kidding you. Like, people were buying the t-shirts today. It's a beautiful design, and people love it.
Okay, so you just started selling tickets for Love Fest 2023 today. How many tickets did you sell?
Oh, my God. I don't know because I haven't been counting, but I'd say 20. We sold 20 tickets today. That's a good opening day.
Totally. So I know that a big part of what makes this happen is the volunteer energy and effort. What can people do if they want to get involved? What does that mean? What's the timeline on that if they want to sign up to be a volunteer?
We have 45 volunteer spots, and we've got about a dozen people signed up right now. So there are some spots available, but they will get taken up. And so what each volunteer gets is a t-shirt, which is worth $40, and a ticket, which is worth $40. So $80 you get value, and you get to come into the show, and you get the t-shirt, and you get to participate and help out and help make this a great concert. Everybody that volunteers helps make it a better show.
How do they contact you if they want to be a volunteer?
They can come to the Friday Market and meet with me, Rex. We will be putting a call out on Tideline, or they can email or phone me. I'm in the phone book, Rex Weiler.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. C CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.